Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world, online at z1077fm.com. This is your Z1077 local news for Saturday, April 13th, 2024.
You gotta have a hardware store. You gotta have a market. You gotta have a gas station. You gotta have a hardware store.
That's Janet Kodish. She's the owner of Desert Hardware in 29 Palms. Desert Hardware is the oldest running business in 29. It was 71 years ago when Janet's parents, Sam and Harriet Kodish, drove out to the high desert from Los Angeles.
Kind of looking for a place to start business. And he taught himself how to grind crankshafts because he figured going up Morongo grade. And just like clockwork, cars would break down going up the grade. And so they started that shop in 53.
That shop was Desert Auto Parts. It began as a small building where Sam rebuilt starters and generators out of the front and sometimes slept in the back while his wife Harriet worked behind the scenes. Growing up, Janet worked alongside her parents at the auto parts shop.
Getting 10 cents an hour to sort the invoices and put them in binders. And then after I left town in 1973, and all the rest of it came after I left.
That was when Sam and Harriet expanded the business to include hardware in 1976. But like any business or person or thing that's been around for over 7 decades, it's had its ups and downs. In 2020, COVID-19 hits and Desert Hardware's longtime manager Dennis dies unexpectedly. The business was functioning but had seen better days, a reliable place for pros and old-timers who knew the ins and outs of an old hardware store, but perhaps not a store that was comfortable enough for the casual crowd. After Sam passed on in 2018, Janet had a decision to make.
How can this property be of best use to the community? Put a job out on Indeed, and then Kelly responded right away. She had all this experience and enthusiasm for the potential, and she has her own memories of coming to the store. They were both hometown girls, right?
I actually remember coming in the store with my dad when I was little. Yeah, this place has so much history, and I love that we're honoring it. Through all these changes, the community has just embraced us, which is amazing.
That's the new store manager, Kelly. You can find her there most days, chatting with customers or working on the new store redesign. The word community got brought up a lot when I was there. A hardware store being one of the last great spots you can visit with a problem that you have no idea how to fix, and chances are someone will be able to help you, even if it's temporary.
So that happens now, too. People come in all the time with their plumbing, especially. And Larry, who's been here for over 20 years, can almost always kind of jerry-rig something for them.
Yeah, that's right. I wore many hats, yeah. And my brother Dennis used to be the old manager. He got me on here, and I've been here ever since. Yeah. Me and Dennis, we've been here so long, and we've seen people come in with their kids, and now their kids are coming in. And that drinking fountain we got by the door is the coldest water in town. People come in and get water out of there. I just come in and just get a drink of water. But yeah, they love it, yeah.
That's the feeling I like the most about visiting Desert Hardware. Has a great mix of old and new. They've expanded into home improvements with a paint department, and they're building out their lawn and garden area in the front, taking advantage of those big windows that face Adobe. And the store is brighter and revamped, but it hasn't lost the charm of a small-town hardware store. The counter behind the checkout is made up of the old orange Dorman cabinets, and at the end of that counter, my personal favorite, a key machine.
The old style where you put the key in, you put the other key next to it, and then you go zoom, zoom, zoom.
That's right. You can get a house key made at Desert Hardware for 79 cents. I've never felt more middle-aged saying it, but being able to slap a dollar down and have a human hand cut a key on a machine right on the counter, it's experiences like this that I find myself really appreciating in life, and all of that for under a dollar.
For just a regular house key? Yeah. We haven't raised that price. So anyway, so here's the rest of the store. So got pool and grills and... Yeah. Camping and propane and RV.
Desert Hardware is open 7 days a week. The earliest they close is 2 o'clock on Sundays. If you haven't stopped by in a while, or maybe it's your first time, go check out a local business that's been serving the Morongo Basin since 1953. You'll probably find what you need, and if not, you can always try the water fountain on the way out. You can visit our website to hear a slightly longer version of this story and see some photos. That's all at z1077fm.com. Prepare for an electrifying night of intense music as the all-female fuzz rock sensation Yvonne Champagne takes the stage for their album release during the second Saturday Art Walk tonight in Joshua Tree. Reporter Hillary Sloan will unveil the opening act and provide you with all the essential details for this not-to-be-missed event.
On Saturday, April 13th, along with the Joshua Tree Art Walk, the band Yvonne Champagne plays its album release party, performing new songs from its third album, Witch Moon, a heavy fuzz rock tribute to the desert moon. Also performing is Waxy, a powerful, unique, psychedelic garage rock band from the low desert. Mark your calendars for this exciting event. Doors open at 7 p.m., and the first act, Waxy, will take the stage at 7:30. The main event, Yvonne Champagne, will start at 8:30. Best of all, admission is free. The venue, Taylor Junction, is located at 617-3229 Palms Highway in Joshua Tree. For Z1077, this is reporter Hillary Sloan.
As Hillary mentioned, it's the second Saturday art crawl here in Joshua Tree, and reporter Gabriel Hart joins us with a rundown of what local galleries are showing off tonight.
The Beatnik Lounge presents My Dead Girlfriend's Art 2, Save Me From the Thrift Shop Group Art Show at 5 p.m. By popular demand, My Dead Girlfriend's Art returns, featuring Barbara Austin's posthumous work and other extremely talented local and invited artists, sharing their passions as a tribute to Austin, who, upon her death, pleaded to assure her work didn't end up at the thrift shop. Hey There Projects presents Void Solutions, with silkscreen by artist-musician Nathaniel Russell. Russell will be featuring prints and originals, and there will be music by DJ AA. Opening reception from 6 to 9 p.m. Rock and Rapture, who are taking temporary residence at JTAG, will be hosting a trunk show with the incredible festival crystal jeweler Adam Gia. The night will include tarot readings and an acoustic set by Scott A. Campbell of Cult of Helios at 7 p.m. The open house will be from 5 to 8 p.m. And finally, La Matador presents Idol Worship, featuring the work of five artists working in various mediums. Diane Bennett, Jill Emery, Michael and Tamara Page, and Wendy Lee Gadzook capture idyllic moments of the holy and mundane, the sacred and profane, using iconic imagery and humble materials to celebrate the idol close to their hearts. Opening reception is from 6 to 9 p.m. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
The Dessert Soiree returns to the high desert tonight for its 20th year. Joining us to tell you about this popular fundraising event is news sweetheart Jeff Harmatz.
Put on by the Yucca Valley Sunset Rotary Club, the Dessert Soiree will be raising money for Reach Out Morongo Basin, an organization that provides assistance to disabled people and seniors in our community. Funds raised from tonight's event go specifically toward buying a vehicle to enhance Reach Out's transportation services. This year's Dessert Soiree will feature the locally famous and very popular $1,000 Deal or No Deal game, plus the live and silent auction spectacular. Expect appetizers, wines, a no host bar, and of course, desserts. The Dessert Soiree is tonight at 6 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Club of the High Desert in Yucca Valley. Tickets are $45 each and can be purchased at the door or in advance at sunsetrotary.org. Reporting for Z1077, I'm Jeff Harmatz.
And that's your local news for Saturday. You can hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. More Morongo Basin residents get their local news from Z1077 than any other source. Reporting out of Joshua Tree, California, alongside the award-winning Z1077 news team, I'm Robert Hayden.